Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Jaime Maynish. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Moore. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. O'Rourke steals second. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Jolly throws the ball into Calm, who tags Maynish trying to catch an extra base, for the out. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Kress reaches second base with a double. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schult for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Jolly moves to second. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts towards third. Calm fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com juggles the ball. That's an error on Com. Melillo moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Gullick goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart bunts in front of the plate. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to second. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a fly ball into right field. Gullick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kress is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards center. Schultz catches it and throws to first to double up Cecil. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball towards center. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Melillo moves to second. Ted Gullick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullick is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullick takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Farrell bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Gullick moves to second. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. Shires hits a line drive towards third. O'Rourke reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kress reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke scores. It's 5-0, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Riddle for a passed ball. Kress moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult strikes out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a pop-up towards third. Kom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stewart hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 Browns. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 5-2, Browns. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke bunts towards first. Shires scoops it up and throws to first, with Cecil covering, for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Blue moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Blue scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Browns. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. Schult strikes out. Riddle drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schult out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0-for-2 in the game. Kom is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Red Faber. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Pat Caraway now pitching. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gulick hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Moore. Gulick reaches second base with a double. Melillo scores. It's 7-2, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maynish for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 3 in the game. Shires hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.